You gonna play us a song again?
Well, I'll do one here. You know, in the course of people's lives, there's relationships, and they mm-hmm. come and they go, they break up.
That's true.
There's always a sense of blues around an occasion like that.
Yeah.
I learned this from John Hammond Jr. Come back, baby. Please don't go. How I love you, you'll never know. Come back, babe. Let's talk it over one more time. Long old train, cruel engineer, took my baby so far from here. Come back, babe. Let's talk it over one more time. Now if I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd climb that mountain, woo, Lord, call my baby back. Come back, babe, let's talk it over one more time. If I could holler like a mountain jack, I'd climb that mountain, call my baby back. Come back, babe, let's talk it over one more time. Come back, babe, oh, please don't go. How I love you, you'll never know. Come back, babe, let's talk it over one more time.
That's a nice song. I think I've heard that version, like, what's on the radio.
Who sang it last night? They sang it in the band. It's,
yeah.
Some songs are just acoustic, though, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, that's a great song. Yeah. Thanks for doing that. That's great. And I'm glad you have a few more songs you can play for us tonight.
You know, if you guys have relationships with these gorgeous dancers and stuff like that.
Yes.
I just can see it in your eyes.
You got
the blues, you know.
Yeah.
She dumped me.
That's true. Yeah. There's so many songs about she done me wrong blues, huh?
Yeah.
And then there's lots of songs about you finding the love of your life too. So it's
well, that's true. Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. You know, and it's really a matter of trying to interpret them and then, you know, take it for what it's worth. You've learned something or you lost something. Yeah.
Yeah, somehow the magic's gone though with this online dating, as far as you know.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, you know. I have had a friend talking to some numerous friends of mine about it, and while you hear all kinds of stories, probably in your life you should do that once, I guess, maybe just once, maybe. I'll leave this up to these sociologists and the psychologists. Whether it's working or not working. talking about Beverly's, I just looking on the screen here, and I see that there's a part of the facilities of this station is that we can find out where our listeners are listening. And you know what? I see a little bubble up there in Muskoka.
So is she actually listening?
I'm 99% sure it's her, because the little bubble, the little balloon here on this map is up there in Muskoka.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Hi,
so
Beverly.
She put that on Facebook, and she got feedback from all over North America saying, oh, wow.
Yeah.
California and North Carolina, New York.
Well, maybe there's some more.
Maybe we should ask them if they would like to email in.
Yes, they could.
While I'm here, if they have a question, if they'd like me to talk about something.
Well, that's actually a good idea. So what I could do is, folks, I don't know how well the Facebook works that way. I was just going to say, wouldn't it be cool if you could go to even my webpage, my Facebook page, and post stuff there, then maybe it would get here and I could check it out. So it's my name is Jeff Steger, and your host, and you put that into Facebook, maybe it'll pop up on my screen. You know, I keep this window open in case somebody wants to send in a question.
Sure.
You know, we had a nice chat between sets there about some interesting topics that we could talk. So we're as dancers, and we like swing dance music. Can you tell us a little bit about the beginning of blues and how it's turned into the blues that you see people dancing to now? Like, I don't know how to describe the blues we dance to now. There's really not, you don't really see a lot of it there at O'Brien's.
No, yeah.
But you,
if you could have gone back into the Delta, you know, down in Mississippi, around Clarksdale, and that back in the 20s and in the 30s, I mean, those were rough times. People worked hard, and, you know, the pay wasn't very good, and mm-hmm. They had these shacks, and mostly the floors were earthen floors packed down. And they wouldn't have been much bigger than this radio studio right here now. And there'd be moonshine. They made their own alcohol. It was very dangerous stuff. People went blind. Lots of times, you know, knife fights and pistol fights would break out, and it was just people, the alcohol was driving them crazy. Weird things happened.
Yeah.
And but the music, you'd have a lot of these blues guys just sat over in one side of the, you know, the place playing. And you start playing, you know, at sundown and go till the place closed. And it's one of the reasons these National Steel and Dobro guitars became popular is because they put out a lot more sound. They had that steel, and with the bottleneck and all that, they could create all these rhythms and stuff like that. But being a blues man, a young blues man, back in those days was dangerous. Because if you look cross-eyed at some babe dancing with her boyfriend over there, the next thing your life was in danger. I mean, you know, you could get shot or knifed or beat up or poisoned. You know, a lot of these women, they would get jealous of the musicians because they knew all the girls in all the different towns, and so they came up with some pretty rough ways of putting them out of their music. But the whole point was that these people would be dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can imagine, like, I've been down there in the summertime, and at night it's 110 degrees. You know, it's just fierce. So, you know, it would have been quite an experience. It's something I saw the latter parts of that in North Carolina, I guess, in the mid-60s.
Mm-hmm.
And being in that community, it was a wonderful experience. It was just great, you know. Even though I wasn't part of it, it was just. One time, I was invited to a picnic in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the music ran from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till six, an hour before dusk. And I saw Bobby Blue Bland, Otis Redding.
I'd love to see him.
About 25 of these guys from that area. Just amazing. But again, it was dancing, dancing, dancing. And, we're here to procreate, and you procreate by, you know, meeting gorgeous women or what you turn out to meet. And you dance, and the next thing, you know, as I said before, you know.
Is that a song title?
Well, you see that, you know, like those Republicans don't like dancing. They don't, you know, at least. They don't like marriage because it leads to dancing.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, yeah, you told me that joke before, and I missed it last time.
There's a grain of truth to that.
Oh, I think so. And I wish I could keep up on half the stuff like that. That's a pretty.
I wanted to mention Douglas Watson.
You know what? I'm glad you thought, because I'm just going through my notes here. And if people, if folks.
Douglas is an untapped resource in this community. And
and I want to mention to people about your connection with him right now is that if you look on your webpage, Poe Charlie, you'll see a picture of you, Douglas Watson, and. and Dave Rodenberg. You want to tell the listeners?
I played a couple of times with Douglas. A thing down in Cambridge. You know, it's a fundraiser for the Mill Race Festival, I think mm-hmm. it was, or Grand River Blues.
I think Grand River Blues,
Mill Race Festival is wonderful. I love that festival. It is great. Have you been to that?
I have. It's been many years, they had this one guy, these two guys, Cephalus and Wiggins or something, I forget what it was, and you know, they had this brass horn thing, and they kind of wah, 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 and do it like this, and it was just, and the costume so fitted them, it was...
So there's all kinds.
Yeah, there
but
is.
Douglas, get back to Douglas. Yes. Now, Douglas, his father was Lovey Lee Watson. Mm-hmm. Now, Lovey Lee Watson played at piano for Muddy Waters for 15 mm-hmm. years. And he didn't play one of these electric things. He played a grand piano. And the truth of the matter was he was the guy that ran the band in the sense, musically speaking. His piano playing was just superb, you know. Mm-hmm. And Douglas seems to have picked up, the same energy and the same... ability to run a band, you know, through his bass, mm-hmm. and he's Douglas is an amazing bass player. Mm-hmm. Played, I know he played with AC Ace and the Reeds, mm-hmm. AC Reed and
AC. I've got some of this stuff. Yeah,
all over North America.
Yeah,
he has some wonderful stories about how he ended up in Northern Ontario in blizzards with this band. You can imagine what that would be like. Playing blues up in Timmins and stuff like that.
He's really popular in our scene with the dancers because, first of all, the music's great. But I know the women in our scene that he has a great, deep male voice for singing.
Oh, what a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's certainly a crowd pleaser for a lot of the swing
dancers.
He's
the real deal. He's absolutely... Yeah. I've tried to explain to a few people around here that what he is he's a true blues guy. He's mm-hmm. he's an itinerant character. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you have to let him... You have to give him his rope. He has to be able to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, owning a car and all that stuff ain't his style.
Mm-hmm. And I know he appreciates when the dancers come out, and he posts lots on Facebook, and you never have to be left out for places to go and hear him play. Yeah. And you mentioned Pete Temple, and I don't know. How many other band persons in town do you know?
Dave Rodenberg plays up in Muskoka all summer long. Mm-hmm. He's his third or fourth year. The people love him up there. He's not playing quite what he does down here, but his stuff's great.
Yeah. I saw him up there, my previous relationship.
Kelly.
Kelly.
He showed up with Kelly. Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
And then we went and we met you and Beverly at the downstairs bar where
I said to Beverly, like, look how skinny Kelly is.
Well, she's a slim girl. And anyway, so we did have the pleasure of seeing Dave Rodenberg play. And that was the first time I saw him play guitar.
Yeah,
because I'd always associate him here playing the saxophone all the time.
Dave's got a day job, you know.
Yeah, he's
going to kill him. You know, he's working all day and then he plays all night. You know, he's getting 5-6 hours sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explain to him that that's death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too much.
Someone's knocking at the door here.
Yeah, well, it looks like Nat's going to go down. Mm-hmm. And it's a very casual here. We. With our little community of DJs and guests, he just did the Pressure Drops show before ours, and I think he's attempting to fix the third microphone tonight.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, it's an ongoing construction project here, folks. It's just like your garage. You're at home when you sit in the back porch and you do stuff. So
are you gonna do a tune on your?
Yeah, I think it's time to play another tune. I'm gonna play one here by the Four Clefs. This is one that
the Four who?
The Four Clefs.
Claps, okay.
And this is I Like Pie, I Like Cake.
Okay.
We'll be right back, folks.
Sounds like that. I like pie, I like cake, I like anything you bake. I like your crackers too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all. Yeah, yeah.
too, crumbled up in chicken stew. When I see your jelly roll, then I lose my self-control. But of all these things, I like you best of all, yeah.
This is Amy Nyland, and you're listening to 100.3 SoundFM.ca, CKMS Radio!
Oh, wasn't that fun? Have you met Amy yet? No, I don't know if she's been out on
Who's
a Wednesday
that?
Night.
Who's that?
Amy Nyland. She's an instructor here on the blues scene and so on. And I'm glad you mentioned that you've got a couple more songs that you'd like to play for us. One will be on a slide with your slide on the slide guitar, and one will be with a harmonica. So we're looking forward to that. And our show is moving right along here. It's almost 11:30. So I just thought I'd like to, if you don't mind, Charlie, they have so many other interesting things on your website about things you've been involved with. It's so wonderful to hear about your blues. So what's your business now? You have a financial institution, right? Do you want to tell our listeners about that? You help people plan their retirements and so on.
Yeah, it came out of the teaching at the University of Waterloo and Conestoga.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work in pop culture and stuff like that. And
no, I saw that too. I was going to get down to that. But yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little story.
One day this guy just asked me if I'd help him out with his business. And he was in doing investing and stuff like that.
Right.
And so I agreed I would. And basically I was riding around up country, you know, on my Triumph motorcycle, you know, delivering stuff from Standard Life and explaining to people what they had. And a bunch of transactions occurred. These corporations bought each other, and then the deals fell through. And I ended up staying here in Waterloo with that business. And next thing I knew, 35 years have gone by, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
But originally what I was doing was management for musicians in the local 226, which is this southwestern Ontario local.
Good for you. That's important.
You know, I was trying to do is get them to file their taxes properly and write off their expenses and do all of that stuff. I'm not an accountant, but and save some money. And so I ended up kind of having a business where bands would save, 10,000-20,000 bucks, and then I'd get a call from Vancouver, "Hey, Charlie, we need $5,000 where our band's broken down," and stuff like that. And so that's basically what happened. And and from there it's just grown. It just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I come down here Tuesdays and usually go back Wednesdays.
Yes.
I didn't want to have any business up where I live because I wanted to be able to go and have a few beers at the Country Charm and not offend anybody.
But mm-hmm.
As you know, there's a lot of wealthy people up there, and mm-hmm. I've been tagged a few times. So, the whole idea was I always did something else so that I could play music.
Yeah, you must be pleased with the huge variety of things you've been involved with, the music, the arts, your teaching and business. Yeah. It sounds like
it's been great. Beverly spent, she had a trio called the Chanticleers. It was a phenomenal success back in the end of the 50s and the first half of the 60s. They traveled all over the world, Europe. They were very famous, there's no doubt about it. And when we were married, we traveled together for a year, a couple of years, and I'm just not a road guy, back in those days, it wasn't like it is now. You could just drive up to a guy's house and they'd put you up for the night. You know, if you were staying at a coffee house, they'd put you up. You know, there was. These days, it's tough. You know, and I could feel that it was just going to get tougher.
Yeah.
You know, and so I decided that I didn't want to have to play the music. I wanted to be able to play this music and stay in my bag. I didn't want to be forced out of my bank.
Okay,
and play rock and roll or whatever it was.
Well, it's funny you say that because, like, a lot of good blues, a lot of good musicians don't start out. They need that during the top 40 hit to get there.
Well,
to make a living.
You got to make, if you're going to make a living, you got to have popular music.
Like Eric Clapton, wasn't he also a blues guy? He'd just been happy to do blues, but he needed that.
Look at Jimmy Bosco. It's all the same. Everybody starts off in blues. They perfect their chops in blues and. But it's hard to stay in that bag and make a living.
Yeah,
it must be tough. You've got to progress. Well, it's like anything in life, you know. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to be, a Volkswagen mechanic all your life. Like eventually, you'd like to work on Porsches. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, that's why I think that's why.
I dream of this huge farm.
Yeah. Well, I've been to your farm and.
Yeah, that's right. This was about 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Three? Yeah.
That was great fun.
Beautiful big old barns. It's a heritage place, isn't it?
Well, that's true. There's a heritage site on the farm, and it's a to-do project for me to sometime is to get that do more with that. It's just a wonderful.
I wanted to mention some of the wonderful people that have come out of Kitchener-Waterloo. I mentioned earlier Bob Robb. He's a short little guy, just an amazing guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time we took him to Mariposa, he ended up with Kenny Baker, who was the fiddle player for Bill Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up showing Kenny Baker how he plays fiddle chops on his guitar.
Yes.
Okay. And they ended up very good friends. And Bob made a career out of music, traveling all over the world and played on movies and all sorts of things. And he's from KW.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, really. Fergus. But another fellow, Tim Lee. Do you know Tim Lee?
Yeah, he played actually with Mel Brown quite a bit, I think.
He's got his beginning. He's out west, and he's doing very well for himself.
Yeah.
There's another fellow that's was like a protege.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like a protege, you know... Just we got visitors here having a chat.
Yeah, it's very casual. There's our studio here, as
Anyways, Julian Fouth.
Yes, I've heard that.
Absolutely astonishing guitar and piano player.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him since he was a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's going to win a Juno or something like that soon. I think he might have won one already. And the next thing, he's going to be into Grammys and stuff like that. He'll be playing for the movies, and because he writes wonderful songs. And the great thing about Julian is he's rooted in the blues.
Yes.
He's an absolutely beautifully trained pianist.
Yeah.
But he can also write his own stuff. And if I was making a movie, today I'd call up Julian and say, I need a theme for my movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's great.
Did you play a tune?
I'm just trying to think of some of the other guys from KW that have done. For a town that didn't have any blues back in the 60s, it's done very well.
But, it's funny, even on Wednesday nights, there's she plays on O'Brien's, and she had a couple 11 hits back in the day. She sang...
Cheryl Luscombe?
No, Oh, I hate when that happens. But she plays on Wednesday night. She played last night when we were there, and she played the song.
I'd left.
Yeah, so... But that's back from the 70s when she was playing.
And, so you got to understand, as an old blues guy on the road, my wife Beverly has her eye on me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's aware of everywhere I am, so I sort of have to... leave around 9:30 and give her a call, tell her I'm home and go to bed like a good boy,
That's perfect. I mean, you want to do that. It's a fair thing to do when you love someone.
So, that's life's... But I enjoy sitting there with you guys, listening to, all your relationships and how they're doing.
And then we like to watch TV, see what the sports is doing.
Yeah. Now, one thing that I thought, well, of course, the very, very, very best thing for me when I'm here in the city is being able to sit there in the leather chair with the TV 12 feet away watching football, baseball, or hockey, and the band's playing, just I mean, it's and people are dancing. I mean, what more could a guy want?
Yeah, it's the simple is the best. Eh?
You know, I mean, if I was 30 or 20 or whatever, I'd say you're nuts. But at my age, you know, like, it's cool. Now, one thing that happens to relationships is people get arrested. And that can kill a relationship, you know, real quick.
Yeah.
So this is Robert Johnson wrote about that. Now if your man gets busted, I want you to have your fun. If your man gets busted, ooh Lord, yes, I want you to have your fun. Come on down to the Riverside. That house all night long. Got a woman in Vicksburg. Yes, down on the Tennessee. Got a woman in Vicksburg. Ooh, Lord, down on the Tennessee. Been my Priceville mama. Lord, she hops all over me. Got a woman in Rosedale. Yes, and her teeth are crowned with gold. Got a woman in Rosedale. Ooh, Lord. Her teeth are crowned with gold. She's got a mortgage on my body. She's got a lien on my soul. Now you can squeeze my lemon. Lord, till it just run down my leg. Squeeze my lemons. Yes, till the juice run down my leg. Come on down to the Riverside. Bell house night and day. If your man gets busted, want you to have your fun.
That's a great song. It's Robert Johnson's
Robert
song?
Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
If your man gets busted.
There's a... What's that? There's a song like that.
What a nice guy, though, eh? What an attitude, eh? If your man gets busted, mm-hmm. Like, if I get busted, I want you to go out and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, us, the Kitcher guys aren't like that. You know, they'd say, I want you to visit me every week in jail. Bring a beer.
There should be a song about that somewhere.
Yeah. Incidentally, talking about that stuff, I saw this CD over here.
Yeah, there's enough CDs. While we were doing our show here tonight, there must be like 3 or 4 boxes back there, and our volunteers have been trying to sort them.
But this is called Lonesome Weekends.
Yeah.
Songs from a Bar Stool. And here are some of the titles. Kiss the Bottle, Pukin', Government Street, The Bottle Brought Us Together, and much more. Now, isn't it, geez, you know, this is almost like, and this is from Germany, so it's sort of like German blues, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, and here's one called Chicken Shit.
Like, there's such cool stuff that comes in our
door. World's changed, eh? Like, you know, in 1969,
excuse me,
I was brought here to open a coffee house by some profs at the university. And when I talked to the police chief at the time, he said, no damn hippies here. He said, we're not having that stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't for about, took about 3 or 4 years.
It's been a lot of changes here. I think we've kept up pretty well with the latest trends and working hard. You know, you can see all kinds of great efforts by all of our partners in this area, the institutions of higher learning and police and so on. And we have a great community here. It's, yeah. And that's just it's just fun. It's just great to hear from your stories. How it was before, and the comments then were just like, they couldn't really believe that, but they made the change. So, and so there's a Republican joke in there somewhere.
No,
okay, they, I just checked.
Enough of that. You know,
okay.
They make their own jokes, man. It's amazing. today.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Well, that's true. I without a TV at the moment, I need to get up to the 20th century.
Come on, Jeff. You got to get a TV.
I do. Maybe Santa Claus will bring me a nice digital one.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be cool.
Maybe you should have a relationship before Christmas and she'll give you one.
Well, that's true, too.
You'll put the word out on community radio.
Maybe on Kijiji or something, huh?
Yeah.
TV, relationship included.
You know, do you think the swingers, swing dancers would like a swing song?
Yeah, well, they'd love to have a swing song.
I'm not going to do it, but you got one on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, I'm just fishing around here to find something that I kind of wanted to play, and I got kind of sidetracked
what
here.
What would Jimmy Prevost like?
Oh, you know.
Or Vivian. What would Vivian like, the dentist?
Well, I got one handed Jimmy.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a problem with your teeth.
Yes.
The top person to talk to is Vivian.
Yes,
a swing dancer from Cambridge.
She is over there right now in England. Her son is over there.
Right, eh?
Yeah, he's at college over there. And yeah, isn't she a great supporter of our scene? She's a lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun with Vivian. She's always a great sport. And
you know, here she's living in Cambridge. You know who her sister is?
Yes,
Leona Boyd, the guitarist.
And Jimmy actually helps promote some of Leona's.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah. So. Leona's back in Toronto or in Ontario, like having spent a whole career all around the world and in all the Miami and Los Angeles, and she's back looking after parents and that sort of thing. And
she should join the swing dancers.
Well, yeah, that would be real. She'd be able to have fun with that. Oh, here's a Jimmy song. I'm glad you asked me about that. Yeah. I'm going to play that next. I think I played this one last night. And he kind of got excited. He thought that was quite fun. So why don't we do that? Then we should probably pay some ads at the 20 to 12 already. Oh my goodness! Okay, let me just get this here lined up. I want to put this here and I want to put that there, and I think we're in business. Okay, folks, it's 100.3 CKMS Radio, your best in local community radio station. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, episode number 71 tonight, and we are so glad to have Mr. Charlie Robinson, Poe Charlie, as our guest tonight, and we shall be right back with our final 15 minutes, and we'll see you then. I know a swinging little joint where we can jump and shout.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Hi, this is Kristen O'Neill. I'm from Stratford, and you are listening to the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
So we're back in the last 15 minutes, folks. Thanks for hanging in there. Keep your dial locked in, and we're going to wrap up our show in about 15 minutes. Charlie, I wouldn't mind getting you to say something like that, too, if you could. Can you, as you can tell, I'd like to have my other guests come on the show later, the little sound clip.
Sure.
Give us a little promo, you know, it's basically the 100.3 Sound FM, it's best community radio station, and it's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, some combination there. You're a good speaker.
Well, this is Community Radio 103. 100.3?
100.3.
Yeah. Sound FM, is that it?
Yep.
Yeah. This is what it is. It's a community radio, and it's I'll describe it to the people. It's a pretty wild sight here. There's a washroom just about 20 feet over there, and thousands of CDs. I would encourage any young people to come down and just hang out and, you know, check it. Because the music you like is here, and the people that you like who like that music hang out in this place, and it's exactly what it ought to be. It's I'd like to see it expand a bit, and it's hands-on. It's user-friendly. It's
about right.
You know, sure. And so it's good to see that. I think Jeff wanted me to sort of do a promotion thing.
Yeah, that he could, 10 or 15 minutes.
Because, you know, John Gomeshi has these guys on, and they go, "Hi, it's Paul Charlie Robinson. I enjoy listening to 100.3 Sound FM in Kitchener, Waterloo, community radio, talking to the good guys."
See, that's perfect.
Did you like that?
I love that so much, because it's hard to get people to add something to it, and I like Martin's ones like that, too. That was so good.
So there you go.
You're the best.
You can use that anytime you want.
I can. I know communities.
I wanted to mention a few other fabulous musicians that, you know.
Yeah, we want to talk a bit about a community in our last bit here.
Chris Latta?
Yes, Chris Latta.
You should get him in here.
Yep.
Talk to you about going from 0 to 60 and on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of wonderful musicians around, of course. There's Rick Avery and Judy Greenhill over in Guelph.
Mm-hmm.
There's just dozens. Are you familiar with the storytelling scene around here?
I know that it's, if I see a little clip, when I used to have a TV.
Oh, you should get some of these people.
Yeah, that's on your list of accomplishments, too.
No,
yeah.
There's a group of storytellers.
Yeah.
And they tell, it's a wonderful thing to listen to these people pick historically, you know, or locally, local stories and stuff like that. Just check it out. I'll get Beverly to send you in that.
We should get Beverly come down sometime. So like Stuart McLean, only not as much, right? Stuart McLean's a storyteller. Well, CBC guy?
He grew up six houses away from me.
Yeah?
Yeah, never really caught into the guy that much. You know?
He comes to Kitchener-Waterloo all the time.
Oh, yeah, he's always.
He's a regular.
Know, he's just amazing. CBC, I don't know about CBC.
Yeah.
Like John Gomeshi, I think he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been on his show.
Yeah.
Now, you know, like, I guess you have to be a big star or something, eh?
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping, you know, that somebody will give me a prize. I want my hero.
I think you should be on CBC.
I think I like TVO. I like to go and...
No, you want to be on CBC.
CBC?
Like, you'd be just like Bill Richardson. You could have your own blue show. I mean, you know, CJ, yeah. CJRT FM, Jazz FM has... Mm-hmm.
They're Jazz FM shows. Now, yeah, yeah.
CBC has that guy from out west, you know. Hmm. He plays that stuff. He plays my CDs, but I've never been on his show.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been on the Jeff Steger Swingin' Blues show.
The host, their host, oh, Jeff man. Steger, and I collect the co-host with Dave Trent. So,
he will talk to me for a few minutes.
Yeah. I'm just so pleased you were able to come out tonight, Charlie. This is really a hoot. And you got so many stories, and you've been such a great guest.
What about music? Do you want more?
Yeah,
music?
I know. You've got another song I know you should.
Well, I'm just trying to think of. I wish Beverly would email in a
suggestion. Did you bring all your harmonica with you, too?
I'm going to end up with that. I'll do that as you go out, if that's okay.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, we'll anticipate that, we were talking about community a bit. Do you want to play one first now? Or?
Yeah, this is Sunhouse. Was a guitar slinger, one of my heroes. And it brings up a couple of things. Sunhouse was an old guy. He was a preacher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was a very successful preacher. He had large congregations, and he preached up and down the Mississippi and around the Clarksdale area and all that. He knew Robert Johnson. He knew all those guys, Bucket White. They all knew him. But he was a preacher. And if you played the kind of music I played, you were in league with the devil. And the last thing you would ever do, if you were a preacher or a man of God, is play the kind of music that I play, blues, right?
Okay.
It was the devil's music.
Hmm.
So, Sunhouse... Well, he just couldn't take it anymore, and he became a blues man, and he has some of the great songs of all time. Beverly and I hung out with him over a 3-year period, and I mean, the musicians that came through in my life just at the time that Richie Havens, we used to see him every second month, Bucca White, Sunhouse. Joni Mitchell, you know, on and on and on. It was just too much.
Yeah. You've been so lucky, you and Beverly.
So this is a Sunhouse tune. Okay. Got a letter this morning. How do you think it read? Got a letter this morning. How do you think it read? Said, hurry, hurry, hurry. Woman you love is dead. Well, I packed up my suitcase and I head down open road. Yeah, I packed up my suitcase, head down open road. When I got down south, Lord, she lying on the cooling board. Well, I walked around that room, Lord, and I looked down in her face. Yes, I walked round that room, Lord, and I looked down in her face. said, Lord, Lord, grant her his judgment day. Now some people say weary blues ain't so bad. Some people say weary blues ain't so bad. These death letter blues, they's the worst that I ever had. Got a letter this morning, people. How do you think it read? Got a letter this morning. How do you think it read? Said, hurry, hurry, hurry. Woman, you love is dead.
Oh, that's a great song.
I got the end of this. what do you call it? The cold or something?
Yeah. I'm
Beverly's still, it's been 4 weeks and she's still coughing.
It's a miserable thing. I had a cold too about a month ago, but I'm still hacking away a bit too.
I wish I brought my Coonhound down so everybody could see him here. My old Coonhound. We lost Hoodoo, black and tan Coonhound, in July.
Mm-hmm.
12 years old, but we got one from Palmdale, California.
Yeah.
He's got a 36-inch ear spread. When we got him in February, he was 12 pounds.
Yeah.
Came in by plane, flown in just for Paul, Charlie, and Beverly. And his name is Lucas McCaslin, or Luke for short. And he's got a howl on him. He goes out at night and he trees these coons and all that stuff, and the people can hear him from miles away. They call up and say, "You okay over there?" And he loves lying down. He loves going out in the rain and then lying down by the fireplace, you know, and you can see the steam coming off his back. Just a great thing. Every man should have a coon hound to sleep with him, you know. That way your relationships would last longer.
Companion animals are a blessing, aren't they? They're comforting non-judgmental and...
they're great. Yeah.
I'll go home.
I'm going home tonight. I'll be pulling in at 2:30 this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And he'll come racing down. Yeah. You know?
Down the driveway.
Yeah, and it'll be just like the start of a brand new day. I'm just putting my guitar away here.
Yeah, because you made your harmonica out for our side note tonight, right? You're very kind. I'm glad you have such a full repertoire of interesting songs to play.
Well, I know this is swing music.
Oh, okay.
But this is the beginning of swing music.
So what we can do...
And another thing I want to point out is this music also came out of work, like picking cotton and chain gangs and laying railway ties. And hey, boys, won't you line them? Hey, boys, go to line them track, you know, and stuff. You could do work with that.
Yeah, that's a cool part. I like that when they sang together as they worked or got the rhythm.
Oh,
like that.
Jesus Christ.
That's really cool. It's so much more powerful when you have all the humans working at the same speed.
Well, the British sailors used to sing songs when they're weighing in the anchors and pulling in the sails and stuff.
Yeah,
it's a great way to live. You know, it's a great way to. But that's where this music comes from. You know, and then it progressed forward into the parts you're interested in, the Lindy Hop and all that. So anyways, anything else you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No, that's about it. I kind of was going to just mention about, when you mention community, I just want to mention the Grand River Blues Society puts on a youth camp every year to bring along new blues singers and new artists, and I think that's probably another
great idea.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Beverly did this for 30 years. She was a founding member of Mariposa in the schools. And
okay, so that's the same thing, right?
Well, she used to go to Toronto twice a week or... Yep. Two or three times a month to the various schools and give workshops, and it's great.
I'm glad that's how you bring along new people, whether you're farming or whether you're playing.
When I was teaching up here, and I had a course called Up the Mississippi, and it was the story of blues and its movement from the middle of the Mississippi up to Chicago and the electrification.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back in New Orleans music, New Orleans was a port city. It was an international city, and the music that was developed there relates more to the sea and to, it doesn't relate to the picking cotton in the middle of the Delta and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more intellectual, I'd say. And it stayed there. It hasn't changed.
New Orleans, I want to go back there. There's a bunch of us thinking about going down this summer or this winter. It'd be great fun.
Yeah, great.
So we're just about end of our show here, Charlie. We got about 5 more minutes to go, and then DJ Camillo's coming in, although I don't see him. I don't even see him in the building somewhere, but he's usually in the studio by now. And you kindly offered to play us out with...
Well, I'll play you out with this Sunhouse tune.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention, Jeff, I think you're doing a great job. I'm just really amazed at how cool you are behind the... I think you've missed your... I think, you know...
I missed the boat.
John Dimeschi's going to have to worry, you know. Like,
it's my guest. It's my guest make the show.
You're smooth, man. You're cool.
It's a lot of fun. Enjoy.
I can't wait to tell the whole world about you. Now, late one evening, I took a walk on the outskirts of town. Yeah, late one evening, I took a walk on the outskirts of town. And I asked the good Lord, oh, have mercy on poor John. Yes, I choose me a seat, and I watch that evening sun go down. Yes, I choose me a seat, and I watch that evening sun go down. Till I watched that evening settle down on my little town. Little girl, your little trouble coming home someday. Little girl, your little trouble coming home someday. You're gonna be so sorry you treated poor Charlie this way. Going up to the country, I'm gonna paint my mailbox blue. Going up to the country, I'm gonna paint my mailbox blue. Gonna be so happy, babe, I wanna have a look at you. Thank you. Good night, Al.
Good night, Al. Episode 71 with my special guest, Bo Charlie. Next week is episode 72 with Dave Trin and doing the West Coast Show. See you all next week. And keep the blues a-playing and keep the feet a-dancing. See you next week.